steers?
Plywood and steel.
Would they work as good as a mule?
Sometimes you'd find one that would do about as well as a mule, but a cow is a contrary thing. If he gets ready to go get him a drink of water, he's going. And you might as well go with him. Keep peace.
A steer, that's just a...
That is a castrated bull. And he'll get bigger.
Get bigger than a bull?
He'll get bigger than a bull. They weigh 2,000 pounds. Cool. 2,100. And you know, a steer... You ever saw a yoke that you work steers in? Well, you see, you take
you
a...
You could work pairs of...
Pair, or you could work one. They had a yoke for a sangle one that you could work to a plow or something. And I saw people take those steers back in Hoover time. You've heard of Hoover time, haven't you?
That's about when the Depression started.
That's when the Depression started.
30.
Yeah. They had the government put out a program, rehabilitation. Take land and build a house on it and put a family on there and then him pay the money back out of what he made. And lock them people, the rehabilitation people, give them folks steers to work. But I've never worked, never plowed with a steer, nothing on it, just for curiosity.
The only people I've known in Alabama much that worked steers or used steers had been dragging logs or lumber.
Mm-hmm. They were used in this country here when they first began to get timber out because they could go where a horse or mule couldn't go. A horse or mule's hoof is round and a cow is split. And he'd get in this boggy date when he went down, if there was a tree root there and his hoof walked over that, he could catch on that and keep navigating. And they're extremely stout things.
Did any of them ever use horses for plowing around here?
Oh yeah.
They work as good as a mule
works. You got to be a good natured fella to work with a horse. You can take an old mule and do it most anyway. Yeah, you can whap him with his line or you can holler at him. A lot of people, they cuss him and it don't have too much effect on him. But you take a horse, you raise your voice to him early in the morning, you're going to still be paying for that at dinner time because he's going to be frightened, walking too fast. But I saw people that could take horses, get out in the field, do as good a work as anybody ever done with a mule, but it, like I tell you, it takes a person with a lot of patience, and somebody thinks a lot of the horse. You can't get out there and scream at that horse and get by with it.
I've noticed that going around and, you know, interviewing people in the South, that a lot more people use mules than work horses. And one man told me it was because of that back in the old days, the colored people, they would mistreat them so much that the horse, you know, just couldn't use the horse, and that's why they started.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You could take an old mule and do him like you want to do it, and get by with it. Or the most of them, I've saw mule that was well taken care of, well fed, high strong, you better not holler at him.
Yeah, I guess you use the horses for riding and things like that, did you?